using AI to tap into the dark funnel. I'm Tanya Hall, and joining me is Latney Conant, Chief Market Officer at Sixth Sense. Welcome, Latney.
Hi, Tanya.
Hi. So welcome to the show. Tell our audience, what does Sixth Sense do?
Sure. So actually, before I dive into what Sixth Sense does, I like to zoom out and talk about the modern B2B buyer, and then it makes sense what we do. So if you think about, Tanya, a modern B2B buyer, they want to do a lot of research, right? They want to understand solutions and options and ROI models, and they want to do all of that research anonymously for the most part. They also tend to buy in teams. So, you know, most of the time from a B2B perspective, there's a whole buying team, a group of people that are coming together to make a decision on a purchase. And the last thing we know about B2B buyers is, you know, it's typically more and more complex. And so there's a lot of noise. So it takes a lot of touches to be able to get through and for companies to be able to break through the noise and really get to these buyers. And so that for you and me that are marketing and sales professionals, that kind of stinks. That's really hard. And that poses a lot of challenges to the traditional ways that we've been set up to market and sell. And it creates what we call at Sixth Sense a dark funnel. So you might think you have a known funnel, and that's all the information in your CRM or maybe in your marketing automation solution, but that is the tip of the iceberg. All of this rich activity of these buying teams is happening all day, every day, in what we call a dark funnel.
So what is the dark funnel, and why should businesses care about behavioral and intent data?
Well, if you think about it, for us to be successful, we need to be relevant and we need to be getting in touch with buyers that are ready to buy. And that data is actually in the dark funnel. That research that's being done across those different buyers is happening, and there's digital signal, there's digital footprint of what these buyers are researching, the keywords that they care about, the makeup of a buying team. And if you have great technology, if you can tap into AI and big data, you can actually start to put this signal together and uncover your dark funnel. And what's really amazing about the right technology and having the right technology is you're not just going to uncover any accounts. The AI is actually going to be looking for patterns and finding accounts that are the best accounts for you to sell to. So I talk a lot about the concept of an ideal customer profile. This is really, really important. You want to, as a sales and marketing team, understand what buyers are most likely to buy and be successful on your platform. And you want to disproportionately put marketing and sales resources against that ideal customer profile. And so that's kind of like what modern sellers and marketers are doing to be successful. They're uncovering their dark funnel so they can see all the patterns. They're understanding the makeup of a typical buying team, and they're understanding their ideal customer profile to be able to much more effectively target the right buyers at the right time and also have a much more relevant message.
Has the pandemic changed B2B buying and selling habits?
It definitely. So there's this really awesome cartoon that's actually, I licensed it and put it in my book because I thought it was so hysterical, but it had a picture of all of these people, obviously at a corporation around a boardroom table, saying digital transformation, oh, we'll get to that in a few years. And then it had this wrecking ball called COVID-19 coming at this conference room. And basically, I love that because it sums up what has happened. Everybody has had to really speed up their digital transformation. And a lot of that is in their go-to-market motion. So before, as sellers and marketers, we could just pay the big bucks and fly out to Vegas or Austin or wherever that conference was, and walk the conference floor and meet potential buyers. That doesn't happen anymore. We could also go face to face, right? And take meetings and go to people's offices. Now it's all digital. And so, you know, being really, really on top of understanding, you know, account-based marketing, understanding the best accounts to target, being much more relevant with your targeting, you know, helping sellers prepare so that they can show up the right way and be relevant from that first conversation is just more critical now than ever.
Has AI helped clarify the mess, if you will, after the wrecking ball?
Yeah, I mean, I think AI, if used appropriately, you know, AI is kind of a buzzword. And so I think understanding what are you trying to do and the use cases is more important. So when I think about the types of AI that's most relevant, there's a few things. There's predictive models. And there's really a few that you want to look for. I talked about ideal customer profile. So you want something that's always on because your ideal customer profile might have changed with COVID. And so you want something that's always looking for and looking at the patterns and helping you know who is my ideal customer now, post COVID. You want a model that's looking at a buying team because again, what we talked about is it's not just one person or one contact. So you need to understand the makeup of that buying team to make sure from a marketing and sales perspective, you're covering the entire buying team. Otherwise, you're not going to get that deal. It's harder for people to buy. It's harder for them to get budget. So we need to make sure as sellers and marketers, we're really surrounding the entire buying team. Next up is behavior. What kind of behavior are my buyers doing? What are the keywords that they're researching? If I have a limited amount of time to engage with you or to break out of the noise, I need to be relevant. I need to hit you right from the very beginning in my ad with a keyword and a message that's relevant and not be guessing. And so AI can actually help surface intent data and show you those keywords that are most important and most relevant to your prospects and to your customers. And then last, and this is kind of the holy grail, is a model that predicts for timing. And when I say predicts for timing, it's taking in all of these patterns and showing you where a buyer is in their journey. Because if they're in market, we want to do something different than if they're early stage and just now waking up to the fact that they have a problem. So that's kind of the first piece is having those insights all about where buyers are in their journey, what they care about, who's on the buying team, and are they an ideal customer? That's part one. Part two, just because you have that information, you haven't done anything. Insights are nothing without action. And so the next kind of groundbreaking thing when it comes to AI is this notion of AI-driven orchestration. And so what do I mean by that? Well, as sellers and as marketers, we've always tried to set up trigger-based plays, right? If you come to my website, serve an ad. If you are stage two, cue this email, right? So we've set up these if-then statements, right? And programmers out there are very familiar with if-then statements. But really, we're just guessing. We're just guessing about the best course of action to do. And if you think about it, I told you it's a buying team, they're engaging in all of these different things, how the hell are we as sales and marketers gonna sit there and document every if-then permutation? It's literally impossible. So what AI-driven orchestration does is it says, you as a marketer or seller, give the AI the goal. My goal is to increase reach in my target addressable market. AI says, and you say, AI, this is my budget. And these are the kind of channels that you have access to. And then the AI is going to look for patterns and say, okay, that means we're going to run these ads. We're going to do these social promotions on LinkedIn. And, you know, we're going to spend this much budget. you know, or I want to progress. I want to accelerate deals. That's my goal. My goal is to accelerate deals. And, you know, you have access to email, you have access to direct mail, you have access to these different channels. Here's my budget. And the AI is going to automatically execute these orchestrations.
So
this is like a total game changer for sellers and marketers.
This is great advice, right? And I think it's really trying to help people understand how they can embrace AI, and especially with all of the changes that are happening with digital sales and that sort of thing that are moving forward after the pandemic. So I have a question. Is all of this, all of these great tools, is this in your book, Lightning?
So it is. The book has one chapter really devoted to technology and the types of things to look for in a modern tech stack. But the book is actually more about designing a whole new experience and focusing on the prospect experience. So what I've found in my career as a marketer is we have set up our processes to be about us and the limitations of our tech stack. And so we use forms to collect emails. We get an email, we spam, we send emails. And then because it's not effective, sales is left doing cold calls. And I'm sort of grossly exaggerating, but we all have fallen into that trap. And the reality is now, if you do, you can break out of that and design a much, much better experience for your prospects. And break out of that cycle and perform much better. And so it was an experiment that I launched with my team called Project Bold Moves, where I said, we are going to design a process with no forms, no spam, no cold calls. We are going to prove that we can perform better than the industry doing this with an industry leading cost of sales and marketing. And then we are going to document exactly what we did, how we did it, the templates we used, and really give this to the market. So that's what it is. It's a practical guide to being able to really embrace technology, but also embrace a new philosophy that puts prospects at the center versus our own kind of limitations of our technology.
Sounds like some great tools and advice, especially for marketers that are trying to survive right now. So Latney Conant, Chief Market Officer at Sixth Sense. If somebody wants to connect with you, Latney, maybe they want to get a copy of your book. How can they do that?
Feel free to reach out to me on LinkedIn. I'm on LinkedIn. If you'd like a copy of the book, it's just Sixth Sense / the book. And we'd love to get you a copy.
Sounds great. Thank you so much for taking the time to join us. And find more of my interviews right here, or at TanyaHall.net. Thanks for watching.